We live in a world of extremes. Binge watching is the order of the day. And that, in part, inspired comedy show producer and comedy enthusiast Brian Salmon to create Comedy Binge, a day-long comedy festival at Relapse Theater. But Comedy Binge is doing something that hasn't really taken off in comedy yet. It will be streamed online. Brian is here in studio to talk with us about the idea. Brian, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. Good morning.
Good morning. So it's surprising that something like this hasn't happened before, at least no one we've been able to find. How did you come up with the idea?
Well, I came up with the idea because I was doing a show several years ago called Breaking the News, and it was a show that involved a lot of audience participation, and I always wanted to bring that online and have people be able to submit things to the show, you know, current events that they wanted us to talk about, and the technology just wasn't there at the time. So fast forward just a few years, technology progresses so quickly, and now it is, so now we're doing it.
Tell me about your tech savviness. Are you one of those tech nerds?
Absolutely. I started with Dungeons and Dragons. So it took off from there. I was always the person in the family that if a computer broke or any kind of question, you always came to me. So it was just kind of ingrained for a very long time. I did a lot of IT work and development work coming up, so I've always seen the progression and looking forward at what could be.
So this is the perfect marriage of comedy and technology for
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
Comedy Binge is an online streaming comedy festival, and it is in real time. Tell mm-hmm. us how it works.
So what will happen is we have 50 comedians, and each one will get up and do about 10 minutes of material, totally live, and they just go one by one, sort of rapid fire. And if you see someone that you like, if you're watching the stream while they're performing, in the lower third at the bottom of the screen, it will say their full name, and then each comedian has their own like web page on the Comedy Binge site. You can go to that site and you can find out where to keep up with them, maybe see if they're on tour, their Twitter, their Instagram, all those things. So you can discover someone new that connects to you.
Now, let's be clear. There will still be a live in-person audience, correct?
Absolutely. So at the Relapse Theater downtown, there will be a live audience, including, you know, there will be so many comedians, so they'll be part of the audience too. But we have so many people coming out to just spend the day.
Yeah, because I would think a comedian making jokes in an empty room would be difficult to laugh at.
Might look a little creepy, yeah.
Well, there are so many other ways to watch comedy online, albeit pre-recorded. How is this different from, say, a Netflix special?
Okay, that's a great question. So when you watch a Netflix special or any kind of HBO special, that is something that's recorded over two or three shows, and then they cut together the best moments. So when you go to a live performance of any kind of artistic venture, the energy that is there, the things that if someone messes up and then recovers, you know, that whole entire part of the experience is kind of washed out mm-hmm. with those specials. So live comedy, you know, has so much more than that.
Yeah, you're totally authentic in this format, warts and all, and spontaneity and all.
Mm-hmm.
So this is to truly represent what's going on at a comedy club, maybe minus the drinks, or are you going to have drinks at the Relapse?
There will be drinks at the Relapse.
Okay.
But minus drinks at home. We have no way to get it to you there.
No. And as we've seen with things like Facebook Live, which we're trying to do more with mm-hmm. here at WABE, people really enjoy live streaming. There seems to be an irony here because you're using this device, monitor, technology to connect, which takes you away from the live.
Yes.
And one would think the here and now. And yet, what attracts so many is this live experience that you will provide.
Yeah, it's so interesting. It's sort of like it's coming full circle, and technology went from being sort of an antisocial thing to now it's, you know, as time goes by, it's more and more social. And it's a little too social sometimes.
connecting people who may be screaming ugly thoughts.
Exactly.
But we're going to hear more about Comedy Binge from Brian Salmon in a moment. We're going to take a short break now. You're listening to City Lights on WABE Atlanta.
Tears laughing at life. No road is lonely if you were lonely. Lose all your blues laughing at life. Live for tomorrow, be happy today. Laugh all your sorrows away. Start now and cheer up, the skies will clear up.
Support for WABE comes from the Atlanta Opera, presenting Silent Night, based on the powerful true story of the Christmas truce during World War I. You can start your holiday season with a moment of peace, opening November 5th through November 13th. Tickets at atlantaopera.org.
This is City Lights. I'm Lois Reitzes here with you and Brian Salmon, the creator of Comedy Binge. So with this online live comedy experience, who are you hoping will tune in?
I hope that everyone tunes in. We have a diverse group of comedians that will be going up, and I feel like that's a part that's missing in a lot of comedy shows. So there's a lot of opportunity for someone to just find a comedian that speaks to them and makes them laugh in a way that they might not be exposed to already.
Well, I imagine this is also a huge marketing endeavor to get people attracted online. How have you been promoting it online?
I've been doing absolutely everything I can. So, of course, there is online, you know, the social media platforms. I actually sponsor Ask Me Another. I do a couple of other podcasts. I do flyers, everything. I sent flyers to family in Boston and New York, and I was like, hey, guys, please get this out there. So it's been a fun process, but also a very scary one.
Yeah, but the whole idea of bringing people on different continents and different time zones together to partake in laughter and comedy is really quite marvelous. You mentioned that you'll feature comics' names and social media handles on screen while they perform. Why are you emphasizing that?
I feel that discovery is so important, and with so many other art forms, particularly music, there are so many services dedicated to that. So you have Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, that just say, hey, you like this, how about this? And we don't have that with comedy. And so many people don't know that comedy albums are available on those same services, but it's never told to you, or it's never said, hey, you like this comedian, what about this one? So I don't think that that is correct. And I think that Comedy Binge starts that conversation for how can we discover comedians.
Sort of like you are stepping in to take on the role of an algorithm.
Almost. And if I was a science or, you know, computer technologist at a much higher level, then I would be doing that.
In the meantime, you have Comedy Binge. Well, there is a huge roster. You said 50 comedians.
Yes.
How did you go about selecting them?
There was an application process that people could go online and submit their video to, and we had a team of people that would check it out and make sure that it was smart comedy and that it leaned more towards clean comedy for the most part. And in addition to that, we also selected six local kids. There's a comedy group called Fat Kids, P-H-A-T. And they are the most up-and-coming if you're a child comedian. So they're going to be starting off the show.
How old are they?
The youngest one is 12, and the rest of them are between 16 and 19.
So we're talking young.
Yes.
And Rob Hayes is headlining. How did you get him to come on board?
So he's been a local favorite for basically since he started many years ago. And I asked him, hey, I need someone to do this. I want it to be groundbreaking. And he was on board instantly. I didn't even really need to sell it to him.
Now, I have to ask this, Brian. Are you able to pay?
Yes.
How?
Me pay the
comedians.
Oh, so what we're doing with the comedians is if anyone that is interested in streaming the show goes to the website and sees a comedian that they are interested in or that they know, you can go to their page and then you can follow them on one of their social media contacts, reach out to them and say, hey, I want to see you on the show. And they will give you a code. You enter in that code, you get a discount on the tickets, and then they get a portion of the ticket price.
Sounds very fair. Now, you are starting out the festival with young Atlantic comics. You talked about the Fat Kids. Who are some of the others?
Some of the others are Ian Aber. He's a local favorite. Sam Severin, another. And someone who's a huge fan of yours is a man named Dan Weeks. And I think it would actually make his day if you said hello to Dan Weeks.
Hello, Dan Weeks, and lots of luck on Comedy Binge. Usually when I think binge, aside from watching, I think ice cream or brownies, but comedy is up there with them. Well, since it's so important, I mean, at its essence is the real-time element here, mm-hmm. Brian. Will you be able to record the entire festival for people to watch later?
I will be doing that. Everything will be recorded. I'm not sure yet. So part of the discovery process that I want to help comedians with is that they submit to other festivals. So everyone that performs on the festival will get their video. You usually have to pay for it. Everyone will be getting it for free so that they can use it to market themselves and do as they want. So I still have to work out if people can watch it after and if that costs something, because it's really just about, hey, come onto this stream, get yourself out there, use the video for other stuff.
You have a good heart.
Oh, thank you.
And you like to make people laugh. Now, in just the minute we have left, I imagine you'll see the result of this Saturday, but what do you hope this festival will become?
I hope that it becomes a conversation starter for the industry as a whole, onto how to get people out there, comedians out there who are good at their craft and work so hard and go to different clubs every night in front of 2 people or 10 people and just get out there and do it. They deserve so much more than they get now.
Well, I hope they and you have many viewers.
Thank you very much.
From all over to enjoy these diverse comedians. Brian Salmon is the organizer of Comedy Binge. You can watch it in person on Saturday starting at 1 p.m. at the Relapse Theater, or you can enjoy the comics from the comfort of your couch, bed, standing up in your kitchen, wherever you like to stream online. And you can find out more information on our website, wabe.org/citylights. Brian, best of luck and thank you.
Thank you so much for having me on.